Jewish Voice for Peace Hudson Valley has scheduled a panel entitled We All Belong Here, Hearing the Voices of Muslim Women. The event is a panel discussion with Muslim women to examine the intersectionality of diversity and otherness and how those inform our perceptions and governmental policies. The discussion will be based on the personal experiences, and it does take place on Saturday, the 4th of May, 1:30 to 4 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Kingston. To tell us more, we welcome Cheryl Kumar, an Arab-American and a social activist from Saugerties, who is chair of the Anti-Islamophobia Committee for Jewish Voice for Peace Hudson Valley. Good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
We also welcome Susan Smith, Director of Operations at the Fellowship of Reconciliation, Community Liaison for the Muslim Peace Fellowship, and a member of the Community of Living Traditions at Stony Point Center, New York, an intentional residential community of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Joe. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Wonderful to have you on the program. Cheryl, give us a sense of how this came to be.
Well, first of all, Jewish Voice for Peace is a national organization dedicated to the United States foreign policy based on peace, human rights, and respect for international law. And the Jewish people certainly have endured a Holocaust and understand what it means to be oppressed and victims of genocide because of religion. So it's precisely because of that that JVP, Jewish Voice for Peace, created a national campaign to organize against Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and anti-Arab racism. So this event is actually the result of our efforts to visit the mosques in the Hudson Valley, of which there are six. And without fail, every mosque we went to, Joe, said to us when we asked, what can we do to support you? They said, educate yourselves about Islam and about the real lives of Muslim people. So this event is an intention to do that and to put a face on these women who are our neighbors. They're not just people living in some distant country, but people who, like most of us, want to live with dignity and respect, have a hope for a better future. That's the intent of this event.
Susan, why is it important to have conversations like this in our communities?
Well, as Muslims, we are human beings just like everyone else. And unfortunately, because of media and social media and some foreign policies, the American idea of Muslims is greatly misinformed. And we really believe that to sit down with us, to talk with us, to share food together, to get to know each other, is a way to break down these barriers and see that Muslims are just like everybody else.
So give us a sense of how the panel will run.
I'll let
go
ahead,
Susan. We have three amazing panelists, and each of them brings with her a unique perspective. The first, Jabeen Ahmed, is a second-generation Bengali woman from the Hudson Valley, and she's going to talk about growing up here in a post, a millennial, in a post 9/11 world, and then the challenges of both dealing with Islamophobia in her community and constantly needing to educate people about Islam and who she is and what her values are, and then juxtaposing that with some issues within the Muslim community, lingering sexism, having to push back against particularly the older generation. And so it's a struggle that young people face, I think, universally. And she's going to talk about her unique perspective. Our second panelist, who is Ahed Festuk, is a brilliant woman who comes from Aleppo. She's seeking asylum here. And when she was in her 20s and the Assad regime besieged Aleppo, against her parents' will, this young woman and feminist, she decided to stay in Aleppo and help run convoys of food to get food and essential humanitarian relief to people in besieged Aleppo. She was one of the first ones in Aleppo to engage in the spontaneous uprisings, the flash uprisings of the Arab Spring against the oppressive regime. And she has amazing stories, too, about confronting Al-Qaeda Islamic extremist telling her you can't drive a car, and how she very boldly said, why not?
Why not?
She has great, great stories. And now she's a consultant for the State Department and speaks at the UN. And our third panelist, who is Ramatu Ahmed, she brings a unique perspective as an African-American single woman who is a Black Muslim and a refugee. I mean, all of those demographics in one person, and how she, against all odds, ended up being a also a consultant for the State Department, a spokesman at the UN, and this is through on her own, making sure that women in the 90s back in Africa and then in California and then here in New York learned how to use the computer, had places to go and get counseling for domestic violence and language acquisition and all kinds of services. And she's now the director of the Africa Life Institute. So what's so important about these women is that they have challenges that they have overcome and continue to surmount. They have triumphs, and maybe most importantly, that they are contributing to United States society. They are adding value to U.S. society.
Susan Smith, you will be the moderator for this panel. Again, it's happening Saturday, the 4th of May, from 1:30 to 4 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Kingston, New York. What else will be going on and other things that people can get involved in, Cheryl?
Well, I just want people to know that we actually have 19 co-sponsors who've signed on to this event all across the Hudson Valley. We'll be serving Arabic food from Hudson Valley restaurants, and we really look forward to this opportunity to educate people. I'd just like to say something, if I could, Joe, about
sure.
Islamophobia. You know, Islam is the least understood and most maligned major religion in the world. And prejudice comes from relegating those who are different from us as other, and that leads to fear. And it's easier to demonize the so-called other and buy what's sold to us if we don't know who they are, if we don't recognize them as people. And I think it's interesting to note that when atrocities are done in the name of Islam, there's a general assumption that the religion of Islam is to blame. But when you see pro-lifers, for example, do things like attack abortion clinics or bomb abortion clinics, we don't claim that it was an act of Christianity. That double standard is an example of Islamophobia, and that's what we're trying to dispel.
It's certainly very important, and you can find out more information about the work of Jewish Voice for Peace by going to their website, which is jewishvoiceforpeace.org, and you can click on the chapter for the Hudson Valley. The Hudson Valley chapter, who will be sponsoring this with a lot of other amazing groups. Hearing the Voices of Muslim Women, a panel discussion sponsored by Jewish Voice for Peace. Susan Smith will be moderating, and as you indicated, Susan, an incredible panel of incredible women. Saturday, May 4th, 1:30 to 4 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Kingston, and you can find out more by going to jewishvoiceforpeace.org and the Hudson Valley chapter. Well, you have the link on our website, and you can find it there as well. My thanks, of course, to Cheryl Kamar and Susan Smith for joining us this morning and for telling us about this very important event. Thank you very much for making this happen in our region.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.